What's up, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Prequel Podcast. I am your host, Mike Ezelina, and I am so honored to have you back for another look at the ways that we can improve our own stories while positively impacting the stories of those around us. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about living limitless, not putting barriers up in front of yourself, not listening to the voice that tells you you're not good enough, or to pause and wait because failure's too scary. It's odd, right? Like, we live in such an amazing world. And on the daily, I pretty much wonder what my grandfather, who is one of my heroes, would think if he were still here. He passed away in 2009, so about 14 years ago. And I think the world has changed so much with endless possibilities seemingly every day placed in front of me. And I saw what he was able to do in his life. He opened a deli, it got flooded out, he reopened it. It was one of the most popular places in the small town where I grew up. And I just wonder if he were my age right now, what amazing things he would be doing with the opportunities in front of him. And I almost get imposter syndrome in a way, because I know he would do something great and I challenge myself to do the same. But I also know that I'm a victim of my own negativity and doubt a lot more than he would have ever been. This soundtrack in my head that's forever telling me someone else will do it better than you, Mike. Someone else will do it smarter than you, Mike. Someone else will do it faster than you, Mike. Someone's going to say no, so don't even bother. It's just, it never stops. It's on repeat. It's like my favorite album from when I was a kid. Yes, it was a Backstreet Boy album, but you play it on repeat. And then negativity either makes you pause or makes you stop entirely, while others just float past you doing the thing. And it's something that I know my grandfather would have never done. He would have just gone for it. So what is it that's holding me back? Why am I having so much trouble moving forward? Why am I pausing? And look, I know we've all been there. But the question that I have to ask myself, and I think that we all have to ask ourselves, because again, I know I'm not alone in this, is how do I go from being a witness to all this greatness happening around me to being a main character in this story? How do we all go to being the main characters? And look, I know what you're saying. Like, not everybody can be a main character. Not everybody wants to be a main character. And maybe you're right. And I don't know that I want to argue that. What I do want to say is I want to be the best Mike that I can be while I have the opportunity to be that. It's this world of infinite opportunities. But I feel like it's on me to give myself the green light to seize the opportunity. No one else is going to do it for me. So it's on me. You know, because if I give myself the yellow light and I pause and I second guess, someone else is going to go do it. They're going to do the thing I wanted to do. And maybe they'll be better at it. If I give myself the red light and I stop entirely, then people are absolutely going to find a different way to go and get there and do it. And sometimes the red light or pumping the brakes a little bit isn't a bad thing. You know, you don't want to put your hand on the stove and burn it, right? You don't want to go out into the rain without an umbrella. Those things are all true, and we have to have the balance of going too quickly into something versus really being sure that it's the right thing for us to do. You see, at the end of the day, the human mind has no limits at all. Think about that. So much has been accomplished in just your lifetime. Like, the internet was accomplished in my lifetime. There have been countless gaming systems, streaming systems, advances in cars and transportation. I mean, for crying out loud, I can talk to something that plays whatever I want it to play and does whatever I want it to do. I can tell the lights to turn on. I can tell them to turn off. I can tell the fireplace to turn on and tell it to turn off. One button can fix every single thing in my house. I can go on YouTube and find video after video of how to repair or build. There's just so much out there. I want to contribute to that too. And if you do, just know this, that our forecasts are all internal. Some of us see the sun and we feel like, yes, I can do it. And someone else might see the rain. No, I can't. I'm not going out in that. I'm not trying that. But I'll tell you what, I'm here once. And I want to live and be the best version and add to this world in a positive way. So I'm going to start seeing the sun. And if it's raining, I might just get a little wet. Whatever we put into our heads becomes our reality. And there's a lot that can pass through. It's like a lazy river up there. Sometimes we freeze and watch opportunity float right by us because we don't want to fall in. And sometimes we just get really hasty and we start grabbing all the things and then we're holding it and we're confused because we don't know what to do with it. Again, whatever we put in our heads is our reality. At least that's what I used to think. I think now I'm not my thoughts because they're limitless. There's too many of them. But I think we're limitless too. See, the power's there. You just got to give yourself the green light and be limitless. Go get those things. If they make sense to you, if you can handle them, go get them. There's so much opportunity out there. What are you going to seize? My challenge to you is to go see something and make yourself just a little bit better. It doesn't have to be the next great thing. Just something that's going to make you a little bit better tomorrow. You are loved and you matter. Go make your story great by getting a little bit better and being just a little bit more limitless than you were yesterday. And while you're at it, make someone else's story a little bit better too. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Much love.